AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The lead forecaster at the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says severe storms that move through the Dallas Metroplex tonight should die out later on.
These storms should continue tonight along the Interstate 20 corridor, eventually encountering places like Shreveport, Louisiana, and then eventually over towards, say, Jackson, Mississippi. But the storm should weaken by the time they get to the Mississippi River. That'll be real late tonight or early tomorrow morning.
An acknowledgement of failure. Baltimore's deputy police commissioner says a black man arrested April 12th should have received medical attention when he was handcuffed and lifted into a police van.
Quite frankly, that's exactly where Freddie Gray should have received medical attention, and he did not.
Baltimore's police commissioner says Freddie Gray should have been seatbelted in the back of the police van, but wasn't. An autopsy revealed the 25-year-old black man died from a significant spinal injury. How that happened is still a mystery. A Florida deputy's shooting of an unarmed man is under renewed scrutiny now that a video has emerged. Palm Beach County Deputy Adams Lynn was cleared of any wrongdoing in the 2013 shooting of 22-year-old Dontrell Stevens. Lynn said he believed Stevens was reaching for a gun and only fired shots after the man failed to comply with commands to raise his hands. But new video shows the only object in Stevens' hand was a cell phone, and no commands are heard from Lynn. Starbucks says a sales register computer glitch has disrupted sales at company-operated stores, not only in the U.S., but also in Canada. The company is apologizing to customers for the inconvenience and says it's working to resolve the problem. Customers are finding some stores closed and others offering free coffee. This is AP Radio News. The day after Loretta Lynch's confirmation, Attorney General Eric Holder said goodbye to Justice Department employees.
Holder thanked department employees for their efforts, saying it's been a great 6 years.
I love you all madly.
He talked about the need for reforming the criminal justice system, as well as his efforts for the LGBT community, calling that the civil rights issue of our time. And he said the right to vote has to be protected. After waiting for months for Loretta Lynch to be confirmed,
I think I can officially take this off now.
He took off the free Eric Holder wristband that he and others have been wearing. And as Holder walked out, there were some handshakes, some hugs, and even a few selfies with department employees. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Former Olympic champion Bruce Jenner says that for all intents and purposes, I am a woman. He is speaking at this hour in a two-hour interview with ABC's Diane Sawyer. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.